track 13. And we leave the final words to Mike Liggins with a good old motto to live by.
Let me start this month's column with a slightly odd question. What's the connection between my father, Sir Terry Waite, and a tattoo parlour in Amsterdam? I could ask you to guess at the answer, but I think you might be a while. So since time in every sense is short, let me begin with my dad. Roy Liggins was born in 1928. He lived most of his life around the town of Nuneaton in the Midlands. He ran his own business, a wholesale tobacconist and confectioner, and he worked hard. His warehouse was next door to the Railway Tavern in Nuneaton, and after work, he could often be found in the pub with his railway worker friends playing dominoes. He was also incredibly well-read. Dad read fiction mainly, but also philosophy, theology, and poetry. He was full of wise sayings borrowed from all over the place, Shakespeare, the Bible, and so on. Sadly, he's no longer with us, but many of his sayings have stayed with me, and one in particular is particularly close to my heart. Sir Terry Waite was the Archbishop of Canterbury's special envoy. He was held hostage in Lebanon for almost 5 years, enduring solitary confinement, torture, and even a mock execution. Somehow, he survived, and today Sir Terry is the president of Emmaus, a charity which helps homeless people. Having left the BBC last year, I've been working with Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney at Ditchingham, so I feel a certain kinship with the great man. I don't think we've ever met, but I'm hoping that one day we might. I was reading a book recently called If I Could Tell You Just One Thing. Authored by Richard Reed, it's a lovely book in which famous people offer advice, one thing the reader might want to think about. An early chapter is devoted to Terry Waite, and his advice is about living life for the day. It's not tomorrow, it's not yesterday, he says, it's now. So you have to live it as fully as you can. Invest in every day. Wonderful. Perhaps worth reading that quote one more time. It's not tomorrow, it's not yesterday, it's now. So you have to live it as fully as you can. Invest in every day. So now you're thinking, where on earth does the tattoo parlour in Amsterdam come into all this? Well, bear with me. For my 60th birthday 2 years ago, my wife Jeanette bought me a tattoo. Not slippers, not a pair of sensible slacks or a power tool, but a tattoo. I'd been thinking about the possibility of getting one for a while, but when it happened in a rush. I got inked, as they say, while Jeanette and I were on holiday in Amsterdam. Strolling along one afternoon, we came across a tattoo parlour called Hollywood Mark. There was a list in the window of Hollywood stars Mark had supposedly tattooed in the past, with Robbie Williams and Kate Hudson at the top of that list. So let's leave aside for a moment the fact that Robbie Williams isn't really a Hollywood star and simply say that I was curious, and with some encouragement from my silly wife, we went in. As it turned out, the aforementioned Mark failed to recognise my very obvious celebrity vibe and passed me on to his inky apprentice. No matter. Where is the tattoo? It's a key question, I'm afraid, and in my case, there isn't a very interesting answer. It's on the inside of my right wrist, so I can see it, but others can only glimpse it occasionally. I can't say for sure why I did it, but It was something to do with growing old disgracefully. I was definitely fascinated by the different reactions I had to my tattoo. Some people loved it, others hated it, and my sister Sarah was so appalled she could barely speak to me. What is it? It's just two Latin words in a typewriter typeface. Carpe diem. Roughly translated, it means seize the day. It was my dad's favourite saying, and I like to think both he and Sir Terry Waite would approve.